If you have your Bible, stand with John chapter, let's start John chapter 10. I want to look at John chapter 10 a verse, John chapter 20 a verse, and you just try to mind the Lord this morning, and give you some scripture to help you, as we look at our life this morning and what life is. Amen. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The Bible says, John 10:10 says, "And the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Chapter 20 and verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, and I know He will, on this thought: what is life? Amen. What is life? Or you might say the revelation or the revealing of life, what life is. Now, as we look at the Word of God, Matthew speaks of righteousness, that righteousness that God gives through Him. Amen. Our righteousness, filthy rags, but His righteousness is that saves and keeps us for His glory. Mark speaks of service, the service that the Lord had. It's a book of action. It moves us along. It gets us a place of seeing just how active Jesus was with His life. And we see Dr. Luke as a book of grace, where he speaks the grace of God, that marvelous grace of God that saves us for Himself. But when we get to the book of John, and I always tell young people, young converts in the Lord, when you get saved, if you'll look and read the book of John, it's a book of love. It's a marvelous, marvelous love story that God has given us of Himself, His goodness, His mercy, and the love that He has for each and every one of us. And boy, we thank Him for that day. Ain't you glad God loved you? Ain't you glad Jesus loved you enough to die on the cross of Calvary for you, and He had sacrificed Himself so that you could be saved? Amen. He said there's no other way, no other means by which man can be saved but by the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad this morning that we have a Savior in the Lord. Amen. He's that one that saves us and keeps us. And it's part of our Christian life, Christianity. I want to say Christianity this morning, it's a religion of life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of religion out there, but I will say religion won't save you. But I want to say, praise God, being a child of God and a Christian, praise God, we have a religion of life. Life becomes real to us. We realize what life is. It's passing, it's fleeting. This life as we know it, it goes by in a hurry. But I'm glad that we serve a God, amen, that's promised us eternal life in Himself, amen. Praise God, I'm glad He opens that door of opportunity for you and I this morning. He gives us an opportunity to be saved and become a child of God. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad, praise God? You remember today when Jesus opened the door of your heart, showed you as no sinner in need of a Savior. Praise God, you accepted that. You opened the door. I want to say, glory to God, the knob's on the inside. Amen. Jesus on the outside looking in, He's knocking, praise God. If you'll reach and open that door, praise God. He said He'd come into us and sup with us and us with Him. I will say He's got a bountiful supply to fill your cart. Amen. He'll fill it to overflowing, pressed down, running over. Glory be to God. And we can be partakers of that even today. The goodness and blessing and the mercies of God are bestowed upon you and I. Amen. So Christianity is a religion of life. It's life that we have. You know what the alternative to that, to life is? Death. Amen. But I'm glad that we have an opportunity for life. I want to give you some verses today just to help you to understand what God, that God's emphasis, His total emphasis was on us, you and I, having life this morning. I don't care much about no cold dead religion. There's a lot of cold dead religion in the world, but I'm glad there's a religion of life, and it's in Christ Jesus our Savior. Just as He rose from the dead, praise God, we can rise in the newness of life in Him. And without Him, we have no life at all. But in Him, praise God, we have precious life. Not only we have precious, we have eternal life. Look at Romans chapter 6 this morning, if you will. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Now He said, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Amen. That's what wage we pay without the Lord. We're caught up in death. We have no way out. We're caught in a situation. Amen. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people in the world today that's caught in a situation of death, and death is dragging them down. Death is always behind us. Death is always tracking us. But I'm glad as a child of God, amen, we don't have to worry about death because we have life. And life is far better than death. Amen? Ain't you glad for life this morning? I'm glad, praise God, I could get up, I could open my eyes, I could look out, and I could see the sun is shining one more time this side of eternity. I'm glad I could get up out of my bed. Ain't you? I'm glad we could get in our automobile that God provided us and come to the house of God and worship Him in spirit and truth. Ain't you? Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for that this morning because the alternative to that is kind of gloomy. Amen. As a pastor, a preacher, I do a lot of funerals. Last year from about August to the end of the year, I think I counted, I done about 17 or 18 funerals. I said, I'm tired of death. I'm tired of dying. It's a burden to people. But I'm glad, praise God, there's something that's greater than that burden of death, praise God, and it's that life everlasting. That life eternal, praise God, that we can have as a hope, as a child of God. Amen. That Christian, that religion of life that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. I'm glad, praise God, it overshadows the darkness, and the darkness has to flee. Amen. I tell you all the time, I'm not afraid of dying. The worst problem I have is living in this present world. Living a life that's pleasing to my Savior. Because when it's said and done, I want Him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to stand before Him in the praises of God and give Him glory for His protecting hand upon my life. The way that He's touched me so many times, I could not even begin to tell you this morning how many times He's blessed my heart, how many times He's touched my soul. Amen. And why not? It belongs to Him. Amen. That part of us that never dies. I want to say the soul of man never dies. The soul of man lives forever, eternally, praise God. It either lives in heaven or it'll live in hell. Amen. We make that choice when we choose Him or we reject Him. He said the wages of sin is death. If we want to plow on in sin, amen, we can do it knowing that death is on our trail. That we're going to die eternally. But He said, praise God, because of God, we have eternal life. We have a promise today in the Lord. He said, the wages is death. He said, but God, amen, but I'm glad for the buts in the Word of God. He says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise God. That soul can live forever in eternity with the Lord this morning if we'll just trust in the Lord. If we'll receive that gift that God gives. You say, preacher, what was that gift? That gift was the Lord Jesus Christ who came to become sin for you and I. Amen. Praise God. He came to become sin for you and I. He became your sin. He took your sin upon Himself on the cross of Calvary. That's why He would cry out in anguish. He had never been here before, but praise God, He that knew no sin became sin for you and I. Ain't you glad for that this morning? He took my sin upon Himself, Brother Chris, so I wouldn't have to endure the death, even the death of the cross. He endured that for you and I, that we could go free this morning, that we could have this life I'm talking about. We could know what life is. Amen. Life is a wonderful thing. Life is a marvelous thing. We see so many people today, especially young people, that's getting discouraged and dissuaded and losing hope or never had hope. In Asia, they say a teen suicide is way up. And they can't figure out what's happening. I'll tell you what's happening. We got a whole bunch of children growing up, young people growing up, without any hope. Amen. They're putting their hope, their faith, and the schools is trying to teach them. Amen. Don't pay no attention to the preacher. Don't pay attention to mom and daddy. Don't pay no attention to the Word of God. Just make your own life, and their life is deceptive, and their life is failing them. But I want to say, with the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a hope of eternal life. Amen. In Christ Jesus. He said, wages is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you claim Him this morning? Amen. Lord, we ought to just claim Him. Praise God. Claim the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior. Make Him the master of our hearts. Amen. He begins to show us that love, begins to give us that life that's in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And in this gift we have, this gift of life, praise God, this gift of eternal life in Lord Jesus Christ, it brings the gift of justification of life. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 18, The Bible says, therefore, by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness, glory be to God, of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. He said, just as if we had never sinned, even though our sins were great, our sins were many, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of one man, praise the Lord, He said that we were justified, just as if we had never sinned in the eyes of God. God brought us out, Brother Philip, amen, lifted us out of the muck and the mire of this world, cleaned us up, put His stamp of approval on us, and said, glory be to God, I've done claimed that one is mine. Amen. We ever get a hold of God, we ever get a hold of the fact that God's done claimed you and I as His, glory be to God, we could go out of here instead of going out with a pout, we could go out of here with a shout, praising God for His glory and His mercies and His justifying power on a child of God. Amen. I'm looking for a redeemer. I'm looking for, I'm not looking, I tell you all the time, I'm not looking for an undertaker. I'm looking for an upward taker, praise God. I'm looking for somebody one day will by my Lord to just come by and pluck me out of here, praise God, to be with Him. And so shall I ever be with the Lord. Bless His holy name. But He said that free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man disobedience, many were made sinners. But by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, just as though sin came, and sin was a cruel taskmaster, but praise God because of the law, but glory be to God, I'm glad. And because just as big as the law was, that there was a Savior that was bigger. Just because as big as the sin was, as big as law was, grace was more magnificent. Grace showed up, praise God, on that day when I was lost and undone, when I was like the prodigal and I come to myself, I realized I was a sinner on my way to a devil's hell. Amen. Praise God. I realized that there was a Savior who loved me and died for my sins. I come unto Him with a broken and a contrite spirit. Asked Him to forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. Amen. Praise God. He forgave me my sins. Glory to God. Grace was bigger than the law. Grace was bigger than sin. Grace is bigger than the law. Grace is bigger than sin. Amen. Praise God. We're justified. The gift of justification, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. The justification unto life this morning. Amen. Do you have life? That's the question. Do you have life, praise God? He said you can have life and have it in abundance this morning. Amen. Listen, youngins, we've only just begun to live. We don't even realize what the remainder of the journey is. Amen. As Abram was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God, he wasn't fastening his eyes. He wasn't looking for relief here, praise God. He was looking for relief on another country. Amen. He said if he had looked back and thought about where he'd come from, he might have had opportunity to have went back. But praise God, he never thought about going back. He never thought about that other country. He was a-thinking about that one that was ahead. He was a-looking unto the promise of God. Amen. And the Bible said it was accounted to him for righteousness. Praise God. His faith in the Lord. So we have a God of eternal life. We have a God that give us a gift of justification. We have a God that will help the believer in his walk. Look at Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. How are we raised up? We're raised up by the glory of the Father for the glory of the Father. Amen. That's how we come out. That's how we come up. That's how we're raised out of the midst of sin and sinfulness and separated from the world. I want to say, praise God, they still a God that requires separation in the day that we live. We can't live like the world. We can't live like the devil and be a child of God. We have to separate ourselves unto the Lord this morning. Amen. There's a separation. There's a separating unto God. But that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. Amen. Hey, praise God, just as though God raised up the Son, just as though God raised up Christ from the dead, praise God, we ought to be raised out of our deadness, our staleness, our dissuasiveness, and we ought to be raised up above that for the glory of God and walking and talking in a newness of life. Amen. Praise God. He said, well, preacher, we're not doing very good at it. But he said, we also should walk in newness of life. We should also walk in newness of life. Amen. How's your walk this morning? How's your talk? Is it in a newness of life? In other words, is it in a new way? Oh, Brother Bill, you say all the time, without a change, ain't a change. Amen. I believe something big as the Lord Jesus Christ moves in your heart, He'll change you. Amen. Your walk will be different. Your talk will be different. Your want-tos will be different. Amen. He'll change you from the inside out. He'll make you in the likeness of Himself, that He might present us one day to the glory of the Father. Amen. I'm talking about what life is this morning. Life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Life is in what He's already done. He said we should walk in newness of life, that new life that He gives us. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, it's so hard. How can you and I walk in a newness of life when we live in a wicked world? You say, well, preacher, I don't think it's that bad. You must be living in a different country than I am. I was listening today, and they was three different cities. They was talking about the same day, almost within the same hour. They was three different killings. A man called the police and ambushed them when they got there. I don't know about you, but that's just wickedness. It's sinfulness. Amen. It's people that's been given over to the wiles of the devil. But he said, there's a God in heaven, praise God, that can preserve me and you alive in a life, praise God, that's pleasing unto Himself. He said, if we're going to have life, we can have it in abundance through the Lord Jesus Christ. We can have it by walking in that newness of life, but we can have it by walking in the Spirit of God. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 2, look what the Lord says. In Romans 8 and verse 2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So he said, there is a law, praise God. He said, just like there's a law unto death for a sinner, He said, there's a law unto life for a believer this morning. Amen. Ain't you glad there's a law for the life of a believer? Bless His holy name. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin. I like this one. And death. I don't worry about the old death angel. I don't worry about the devil. I don't worry about the demons of hell. Praise God, because hell will never be my home. Amen. I've been covered by the blood. Amen. It's been applied to my soul. Praise God. I don't belong to the devil. I belong to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of my life, the shepherd of my soul, the leading and guiding influence in everything that I do to give Him glory and praise this morning. Amen. He is the God forever, the eternal God. He's my God this morning. What about you? See, your God. You know, preacher, why do you get so excited when you preach? Praise God, I get the Kate Heppets. Amen. You get the Kate Heppets. Glory to God, you'd get excited too. You know what happened? Hey, God, you ever get the Kate Heppets, you'd probably help me. Amen. You might even jump up and say, well, glory. You say, preacher, that might scare somebody. Yeah, the devil. Amen. It might scare the devil, praise God, but it won't scare this old preacher. Amen. Glory be God. I like it when folks get in. Amen. You go over there, funeral home. You go over to the nursing home this afternoon, praise God, and you see some of them old folks, praise. I mean, Miss Charlotte, praise, had her leg took off, and before we got back over our lifetime, had the other one sitting there with two legs a missing, and her, she's a praising, giving God glory. Amen. She said, I just praise the Lord. And she'll raise her hand and say, my Lord is good. Amen. You say, how could she do that when she's such in a debilitated state? Pray God, her body may be in deformities, but pray God, her soul's running right. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, listen, my old body may be full of deformities, but my soul's running right. Amen. Glory be to God. I got a blessed hope and a blessed home in glory. Praise God. I'm going to see it one day because I know what life is. And my life is in the Lord. Praise God. I'm controlled by Him. I'm guided by Him. For law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. You say, what makes you so excited? I've been set free. You ought to try it sometime. It's glorious. Amen. Praise God. Just get free in the Lord. Praise God. Hey, listen, sometimes I get plumb happy. I get to walking up on the place, amen, going toward the upper end, amen, just because I can. And I get to thinking about the Lord, how good, praise God, me and the squirrels have us a time. Amen. I get to preaching and appraising and singing and giving God glory. Hey, they don't even run. They got any more, they don't even run. They just sit there and look at me. Amen. But so I think they're enjoying it. Amen. Maybe they know more about Him than we think they do. Amen. Glory to God. Just get to praising God because you can. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I told you. You say, well, preacher, I just don't feel like it. Praise God. Just praise Him anyway. The feeling to come. Amen. We get to praising God, giving Him glory. You say, sometimes I get up and I feel bad. We all do. This old flesh will drag you down. This old flesh will defeat you. You'll be a defeated foe, praise God, if you count on the flesh to make you happy. Happiness depends on what happens around you, but praise God, I'm glad there's joy in the Lord this morning. Amen. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that hope this morning that we have. He's the one that already conquered death, hell, and the grave. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, listen to me. There's no darkness at all in me no more. Amen. Praise God. There's a marvelous light shines in the depths of my soul, praise God. And I'm going to let it out. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. Even to God be the glory. Bless His holy name. So it's through that eternal Spirit, praise God, that we're hoping this morning. Verse 3 of chapter 8 says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. So your flesh is weak this morning. Your flesh is not able to overcome the obstacles that you'll face, but there's a God of heaven this morning that's real. Amen. I'll help you. He said, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin condemned sin in the flesh. But now watch this, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after what? The Spirit. Amen. The Bible says you know that you're a child of God because you're led by the Spirit. I want to ask you a question this morning. What's leading you? So, well, preacher, I don't really know. Then praise God, you need to make sure. This altar's always open, praise God. You can come talk it over with Jesus. Tell Him all about it this morning, praise God. And He'll take care of that for you. He says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. What's leading you this morning? What's leading me this morning? Praise God, I'm led of the Spirit of God. Amen. He's leading me to higher heights and greater places in my life. Amen. I've got a higher expectation than most folks on earth. Amen. There's a lot of people on earth today don't have very high expectation of themselves or anything around us. But praise God, I'm glad this morning that I've got a high expectation of what my God has promised me in Christ Jesus this morning. I've been saved and bought by a great price. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And I'm headed for a destination that's far greater than anything I've ever had here. I've got a little place over on the hill, a little house, a little piece of property. But glory be to God, one day I'm going to behold the Lamb of God and receive from Him the greatest gift, glory be to God, of eternal life with Him in glory one day. Amen. You say, preacher, are you sure of that? I'm just as sure as I'm standing here. Why? Because I've made my call and election sure. Peter said, you need to make your call and election sure. He said, today is the day of salvation. Today's the day, people, that we need to make a determination of our soul, praise God, the end result of our life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's the day to receive life and that in abundance. Amen. Praise God. It's here. It's here to be had, praise God. God has offered it to us for His glory. You say, well, preacher, there ain't no way to get it. Amen. We don't have no help. Amen. At least back in the old days, during the law, they had a priest to go before them. I want to say, glory be to God. We have a great high priest in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise His holy name. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 16, that Christ is our high priest after the order, after the power of an endless life. Amen. He said He's our high priest to help us through life and to get us to a place of endless life. A place where life never ends. Amen. It's hard for us to imagine that. Our finite mind can't comprehend infinite things. We can't realize and recognize how big God is. I've said so many times, we try to put him in our little box. And we try to carry him around with us where he goes. And if we need him, we'll let him out. I'm going to say, my God won't fit in a box. Amen. My God won't fit in this universe, praise God. My God won't fit in this church, praise God. Or everywhere he goes, he overflows it with himself. Amen. Why? Because he's a God of life. He never came to give death, praise God. He came to give life. Amen. That we might receive life from him. Praise God. Because he is that life giver, as he tells us in Hebrews, praise God. That priest, our priest, is he your priest today? That great high priest, the one that's making intercession for you, said we have a mediator of one, which is Christ Jesus, the righteous. Amen. He's making intercession for you and I, even this morning. Praise God. In higher places. And we see this in the fourth gospel. We see the gospel of life that God gives us. And he gives it to us in himself. He says in John chapter 1 and verse 4, he said, in him was life. Amen. Why did Jesus come to earth to bring life? You say, well, preacher, there was already life here. But yeah, but there was a lot of death. Amen. He never came to give death, praise God. He came to offer you life. Amen. Praise God. He came to offer the life. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. He come this morning to light things up. He's here this morning to light things. How do you know? Because I brought him with me. Amen. Since God saved me, praise God, I can't go nowhere that he ain't there. He goes before me, and he's there when I get there. Praise God. When I pull up out front here, Brother Philip, I can feel his presence. When I open the door, praise God, he goes in, he comes in before me. Amen. Sweet Spirit of God always fills this place. You say, well, we're just a little bunch of believers. Praise God. Yeah, but he's a great big God who likes little bunches of believers. Amen. Praise God. He said, two or three are together in his name, he'd be in the midst. Amen. He's there to encourage us, praise God, and we might encourage each other in the journey. Praise God. He said he was that life. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying that he's that present blessing in this life. Amen. He's that present blessing that we need day by day. We see that in John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and verse 47. The Bible says this. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Amen. You say, how do you get everlasting life? By putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing on him. Trusting and relying on and hearing to him, praise God. And he'll give you, praise God, everlasting life. Life that'll last, glory to God. Life here on earth is fleeting. It's but a moment. The Bible says it's only a moment and it's gone. Amen. It's like the dew on the grass when the sun comes up. It evaporates away. You young people here this morning, you're in your teens and you think you've got your whole life before you. You'll wake up one. How many of you young people's got your driver's license? One, two. Two. Two's here just got their driver's license. Guess what? Your life is shot. Amen. It's gone. See, when I was a young man like Blake and Malachi, when I thought, boy, if I could ever get my driver's license, Lord be good. And it seemed like it took 700 years to get to be 16. But once I got 16 and I got my driver's license, I woke up one morning and I was 54 years old. Amen. You'll go to sleep, you'll pillow your head, you'll wake up and you'll be an old man like me. So enjoy it while you can, praise God. What do you say? I'm saying just choose life and Lord, praise God. It's a life that lasts forever. It's life that'll give you peace and hope and joy. Amen. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He said, I am that bread of life. He said, I'm that substance of life, praise God. And without it, there's no life at all. Only death. And it's a following after the shadow of death. It's on your trail. It's following you everywhere you go. But praise God, you know how to keep death away from you. I've told the church. Church knows this. I've told the church the way to keep death away from you, Brother Chris, is keep your eyes on the sun. Amen. Praise God. As long as you're looking to the sun, that death shadow will always be behind you. Amen. Glory be to God. You don't have to worry about it. It can't overtake you. As long as you keep your eyes, your focus on the sun, praise God, death will always be behind you. Amen. But praise God, if we ain't careful, we'll get our eyes off the sun and that old death will gain on us a little bit. But praise God, it'll discourage, it'll tear down, it'll destroy. But praise God, as long as we keep our eyes on the Lord, praise God, He'll give us that peace, that hope, that joy that we need. It's in the Lord. He said, how do we attain to this? He said in John chapter 6 and verse 40, He said, this is the will of Him that sent me. Now Jesus says, this is what God said. This is what God's will is. Not world's will, not preacher Jeff's will. He said, but God's will. He said, this is what God wills for us. He said, this is the will of Him that sent me, God Almighty, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life. Amen. He said, it's God's will that we'll look to the Son and live. Praise God. Amen. It's God's will that we'll see the Son and that we'll live. Amen. He says in verse 51, He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Amen. Are you afraid of dying this morning? If you're afraid of dying, praise God, just look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on Him and live forever. You say, well, preacher, that's got to be wrong because I see people dying, people that love the Lord dying, going out of here all the time. I'm going to say their body, this old vessel that they live in, it may cease to exist. It may cease from going. But glory be God, that eternal soul that's in man will never die. The Lord takes it to be with Him where He is. Amen. To be absent from this body, to be present with the Lord. Glory to God. I'm looking for that glorious day of the presence, in the presence of a holy God. Amen. Be with my Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. But He said, He is that life. That life, He said, which I will give for, the life of the world. The world's looking for life in all the wrong places. But Jesus said, He said, I'm going to give my body. He said, I'm going to give my life for the life of the world. He said, I'm going to make an exchange with you. Amen. He said, you give me your life and I'll give you mine, praise God, and you can live forever. That's the promise of God. That's what God has told us this morning. He said, I'll swap with you. He said, we'll swap out. He said, your burden. He said, praise God. He said, let me swap burdens with you. He said, your burden's heavy. He said, my burden's light. Just believe on me and live. Amen. Who you got your trust in this morning? We got our president. He's over there in Singapore this morning. Praise God. Getting ready to have a meeting with the North Korean leader. Amen. They're calling it. They said if he can pull this off, he's going to get that great big peace, whatever it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you, he's a great peace giver. It's far greater than all that. There'll not be no peace in this world till the peace giver comes. And the only one that can give us and promise us peace and deliver is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He is the author of peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. My joy I give unto you. Amen. Praise, we have it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Bless His holy name. He goes on John chapter 6 verse 53. He said, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. He said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now, he's not talking about cannibalism. Amen. He's talking about receiving him in ourselves, that we're nourished and sustained by God Almighty through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about putting our faith, our hope, and our trust in Him. Amen. Believing that He is, and He is the author of salvation. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Verse 57 says, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Amen. Talk about that spiritual awakening in our lives. In verse 58, he said, this is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. Praise God. When you get Jesus, you get it all. It's like the story of the soldier, praise God, that gave his life on the battlefield, and his buddy drew a picture of his friend that had died for the country, and he presented it to the father, which were the son and the father, great collectors of art. But when the father seen that picture, he took all the Mozart, all these others off the wall, and he put a picture of his son, and every time somebody would come by to see, the first picture he showed them was a picture of his son. And when the father come time to die, you know the rest of the story. When father come time to die, he made out a will. And he told the fellas, he said, listen, said you auction off these paintings, these great works of art, these masterpieces. He said, but what you got to do first? He said, I want you to auction off the son first. So the auctioneer got up and he gaveled it into possession and he began to offer. He said, first is the son. They said, no, away with him. Bring out the real art. And he said, who'll get the son? Who'll take the son? Nobody wanted the son, but the gardener in the back of the room, he said, I'll take the son. Amen. He had been around. He had seen the son. He knew who the son was. He said, I'll take the son. Amen. The old auctioneer gaveled out. He said, auction's over. Amen. They said, what do you mean auction's over? What about the rest of them? He said, whoever takes the son gets it all. Praise God. I want to say, whoever takes the son this morning, glory be to God, you get it all. Glory to God. Everything heaven has to offer, it's yours. You imagine this thing, the greatest thing you could imagine in your mortal mind. And praise God, in heaven it'd be bigger than that. You imagine the greatest thing, and praise God, the greatest love that you could ever experience on earth. And praise God, and heaven will be bigger than that. Amen. What makes you excited, preacher? Because I realize there's a great big love from a great big God. Come to where I was when I couldn't get to Him. My arm wasn't wrong enough to reach up high enough. But praise God, that mighty arm of God reached down to where I was and saved my soul from the devil's hell. Put my feet upon a foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm anchored in Him, not to be moved, praise God. I'll not be dissuaded. I know there's no better way than the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. So we see that present state that has, but we also see right quickly, and I'm done, a future state, a state that God's promised us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at John chapter 5. John chapter 5 and verse 28. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. He said, that future state that we have, he said, one day there's going to be a shout and trump, and those that we've planted in the God, in these cemeteries, those bodies that we've laid down, those ones that we've put in a hope chest, praise God, waiting for the resurrection of the Lord, praise God, there'll be a voice and a shout to come up hither, and they'll go out of here, glory be to God, to receive those new bodies in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, where are they at now? He said, they're with Jesus. Amen. He said, when that happens, said, those are dead in Christ, praise God, God will bring with Him. Amen. What does that mean? That means they're already there. Praise God. Those that's died in Christ, those loved ones that we've buried, the body, praise God, that old vessel of clay, amen. But praise God, that spirit, that soul and spirit doesn't go back to God who give it. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7 says the body goes back to dust which come, but the spirit goes back to God who gave it. Amen. Questions answered, glory to God. Pray God be absent, bodies be present with the Lord. So He gives us that life. He gives us that eternal life to those that believe, those that done good. How do you do good? By accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that's done bad have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way to keep you out of heaven. You say, preacher, you mean it's called, not because I'm a drug addict or a whoremonger or a fornicator? No. You'll miss heaven by rejecting the precious Lamb of God. You say, how do you know? Because if you receive the precious Lamb of God, you'll quit being a fornicator and a whoremonger and a drunkard and alcoholic and all those things. God will give you a new life, praise God, in Christ Jesus the Lord. I'm glad I received a new life. If it wasn't for Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Chris, I could be out here laying in a ditch somewhere. Stoned out of my mind. But I'm glad, praise God, I have a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sound. I may not be sound of mind in your thinking, but praise God, my heart's tuned right. Amen. Praise God, my old feeble mind fails me. I know it'll fail you, but praise God, I'm glad my heart don't fail me. Because Jesus Christ, my Lord, is there to sustain me. Amen. So life and eternal life is ours. I want to say the difference between eternal life, between life and eternal life, there's no difference. Amen? Hello? But let me say it again, between life and eternal life, there is no difference. If we have life here, we'll have eternal life there. But if we don't have life here, we'll not have eternal life in heaven. We'll have it in an awful, awful place called hell. But God's offered us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He says in John chapter 3, and I'm about finished, bear with me. In John chapter 3, verse 14, you say, how do I receive this? He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. I want to ask you, are you lifting up the Son of God this morning? Are you lifting Him up everywhere you go? Are you telling about Him everywhere you can? Amen. Hey, don't be ashamed of Him. If you're ashamed of Him, He said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. Amen. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Yeah, preacher, I don't know how you get up there and do what you do and act like you do because I'm not ashamed of Him. Amen. He's my Lord, my Savior, praise God. He's a shepherd of my soul. Praise God. He said that whosoever, verse 15, believeth in Him should not perish, be made useless and no account, but have eternal life. Amen. Praise God. He said, but you can have eternal life. He said, for God, how do you receive? I said, because of God. He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He said, we receive life through Lord Jesus Christ. We believe on Him and we receive eternal life. Praise God. You said, well, preacher, we can't know that now. If you don't know that now, praise God, you better make it right before you go out of here. Amen. You can't be saved after you're dead. And I want to say this morning, you can't be saved unless the Holy Ghost of God's drawing you. Amen. You can't be saved because mom and daddy told you you're saved. You can't be saved. You can't even be saved because that preacher told you you're saved. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost of God convicting your heart, showing you you're just no lost sinner in needing of a Savior. And it takes you coming with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, falling before God and say, God, forgive me. Forgive me for being a sinner. And ask Him to come into your heart and be the Lord of your life. That's the difference. That's what makes the difference. Amen. There's no difference between life and eternal life. In John chapter 3 and verse 36, and I'm done. The Bible said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Let me ask you a question, Mark. Do you believe on the Son? Or is your faith in something else? Maybe your faith is in church, your church work, or your church membership, that your name's on the roll. That may get you into the church, but it won't get you into heaven. Amen. But He said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You see, there's no difference between life and eternal life. Because when you get life in the Lord, you get eternal life. And when you get eternal life, you'll get life in the Lord. There's no difference. I want to ask you this morning, where does your life lie? Amen. What kind of life do you have? What life is? What is your life this morning? There used to be a program that said, what is your life? Something like that. I want to ask you this morning, what is your life? Is it a life of the Lord in the Lord Jesus Christ? Or is it just a life that you're living in this present world? God said, there's a difference. Amen. The difference is life and everlasting life that go together, not to be separated. Amen. What kind of life are you living this morning? Is it a life that's pleasing to God?